Okay, everybody, we are live. Thank you all for being here. It's still Friday, May 5th, 2023. We have so much to talk about here on this post-market wrap-up. Before we even get started, yesterday was a record day for this live stream. We hit 1,100, over 1,100 thumbs up before I ended it. Let's see if we can beat that today. And that'll be kind of interesting. People, let's talk about what's happening, what's going on. And a massive, massive deception is going on. Imagine my shock. Imagine your shock. Let's just roll back the clock to this morning. This morning, the title of my video and what I discussed in the video was there was a rumor going around that the regional banks were about to get some kind of a lifeline from the Federal Reserve. Well, that rumor turned out to be true. 19 of these institutions are getting $32.6 billion from the Federal Reserve. Now, this is being kept quiet. The only outlet that you're going to find this on is Investors Business Daily. I sent this out to everyone who subscribes to my newsletter. I know you all do, so check your inbox. CNBC, not a peep. Bloomberg, not a peep. Fox Business, not a peep. This is being hidden from the people. What people are being told is today's rally in the market, nice rally in the stock market today. They're being told that today's stock market rally was off this fantastic jobs report that we just got this morning. And then CNBC is nauseating. They were playing off this repeatedly over and over and over again. Oh, it's the jobs report. No, it had nothing to do with the jobs report. This, what do you want to call it? This lifeline, this bailout, whatever it is, of these regional institutions here, that sent a signal to the market that the Federal Reserve, again, is going to have the backs of the banking system. Now, here's the big secret. All right, there's a big secret that no one is allowed to know. Obviously, the Federal Reserve is propping up a zombie system. They're doing this long enough to keep these banks afloat so their assets can be absorbed by the bigger banks. Now, what they're trying to prevent here, okay, we've already seen this, okay, massive bank runs on these institutions. It's going to happen once the secret gets out. And again, you got the mainstream media pulling their usual tactic. Look here. It's the jobs report. The jobs report, which is going to be revised lower. Let's put that into perspective. So last month and the month before that, apparently we got fantastic reports, way better than expected. But the revised numbers got decimated. That's what's exactly going to happen to this number as well. They even floated out the mummy. Our president himself to tout the job number, how great our economy is doing. And he wants to finish the job. They're going to revise this number lower. Again, we all know that. This is how it works here. And the other thing, the other deception here that is being propagated by the mainstream is the Fed's balance sheet, the one that you're allowed to see. Okay, you can go to the Fed's website and you can see that their balance sheet has fallen by about $250 billion. Over the past X amount of days, whatever it might be, but not a mention, not a peep about the $32.6 billion that they just funneled into the small banks here. It's incredible. It really is. And once people, in my opinion, once people realize that the Fed is in the background here propping up a zombie system, I mean, it's just a matter of time before this gets out. Again, it's being hidden from people. They're not allowed to know what's going on. I was probably the first guy to talk about it this morning when it was just a rumor, and then the rumor became real. You understand? And people, look, they're really trying to prevent people from seeing what's actually going on. This is a systemic failure of the entire banking system, and the system itself. Again, why? What is this? What's really going on? It's being dismantled, piece by piece by piece, and then they're going to rebuild it with the new system, a smaller amount of larger banks. That's how it's going to work. I think we're all pretty much aware of this here. But it's insane to me to see what you and I always expect. Look here, the deceptions, the distractions. Again, it's just, it makes me crazy. Honestly, it really, really does. Anyway, look, we got 500 thumbs up. We're going to hit 1,000. We're going to hit 1,100, 1,200 today. Seriously. So again, so what happened with this market today? If you were watching the regional banks, the smaller institutions, I mean, they took off like a skyrocket. It was unbelievable to actually see what happened. But why? Why did the smaller regional banks take off like this on the back of this capital injection of $32.6 billion? Okay. First of all, this $32.6 billion for 19 institutions is not nearly enough. But the reason why these institutions took off like that, this was short covering. There were massive short positions against those institutions here, which they should be. Again, in a real market, in a free market, these institutions should be allowed to fail. But they're being propped up just long enough so they can be absorbed into the collective, you know, the larger banks. Thanks, Mitch. So when you see a move like that, okay, in the regional banks, I mean, this just was literally supernatural. That's short covering. There's people getting out of those short positions, panic selling. That combined with Apple today and the big bank getting bid higher on the back of all this is what lifted the market. I don't think it's going to last. Again, this was short covering for the most part, 100%. 100%, 1,000% with regard to the smaller institutions. You understand? I think most of you get it here. All my Lions get it. When you were watching this, you're probably laughing. I bought so many puts today on the cheap, you can't even believe, okay? I'm buying what these people are selling right now. I think there's still a black hole into this market, and I'm going to go out on a limb. Let's mark this day. Today's the 5th. It's the 5th. Thank you, Jeff. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say at the end of this month, this market's going to be much lower than it is now. Could I be wrong? Absolutely. But you know me. I tell you exactly what's on my mind. Win, lose, or draw, that's just the way it is. I will never lie to you. You know exactly what I'm doing. I'm an open book. So the rumor has become real. And I just, if people really understood what's going on, I think there'd be bank runs today. But again, I don't know what to make of it, and I want to hear from you. Being that these smaller institutions just got bid up to like the freaking moon today, do you think that people are going to start putting their cash into these institutions? I don't think so. I really, really don't. And in my view, again, this is just a method to prop this up until they can get absorbed into the bigger system, and that's why the bigger banks are getting bid up today. So a total of 19 banks so far. No mention is amazing, really. So again, I put this into perspective for you with this jobs report, which will be revised much, much, much lower here. It's absolutely incredible. Let me see what else I wanted to talk to you about. So watch for these runs here. There's going to be runs on banks. There's no doubt about it. People, what have I been telling you for years? Don't keep any cash that you don't need to keep in any of these institutions. It's really the truth. They're not paying you anything. You're being robbed blind in the current system. Convert what you don't even own, that is those fiat bills, into real things. That's all I have to say. Speaking of gold and silver today, they did get hit. The dollar fell under a little pressure today. Crude oil, did you see crude oil today? I mean, boom, right up. Cryptocurrency is getting a bit higher, 10-year yield higher. Now, look, I want to address something real quick. A lot of you have written today, hey, Greg, are you watching the short end of the yield curve? The short end of the yield curve? Yeah, I'm watching the short end of the yield curve. Bang, it's coming up. Why? What's going on? Because, again, this, in my view, is the dismantling of the system. We're seeing it happen. And bond investors are waking up to the fact that things are about to change, and they're going to change dramatically. So that's why you're seeing these moves with regard to the short end of the yield curve. With that said, people, let's see how this plays out. Again, my last short position was extremely volatile, as you all know right at the beginning. I bought, and I mean bought. And that position eventually paid off. I feel the same way. I'm short again. I'm net long the market. Let me just say this. I don't want you to think that I'm taking all this risk here without a parachute, all right? Because you know how I am. Most of you know how I play this game. I'm in a lot of assets. I own a large large amount of JEPI. Okay. So I am net long this market. I am short one thing. Now, if I'm wrong here, I don't think I'm going to be. I'm just telling you how I'm playing it so you have an understanding of what's in my head here. Okay. If I'm wrong there, my parachute is going to be my long position in JEPI. But I don't think I'm going to be wrong here. I really don't believe it. This 32.6 billion to prop up these smaller institutions, it's not enough. It's not enough by massive orders of magnitude. All right. It's just a temporary boost here. A lot of short covering. That's what it was. That's what push. When you see a move in the market like today, okay, this isn't buyers rushing in here saying, oh my goodness, we got the green light. Everything's going to be fantastic. We got to buy. No, it's short covering. It's short covering. Whenever you see this, remember short covering. One more time, short covering. And the last time we had short covering, what happened? The market cratered. I think we're going to see this again. And I think this could play out to be a lot more dramatic. Moving forward, look, when I talk about the markets and how I'm playing the market and how I position myself, I'm not saying that all of you should do the same things that I'm doing here. I want us to learn something from the current environment, from how I'm moving money around myself, cash around myself. And if you just look back on what we have spoken about for, I don't know how far you want to go back. I'm not saying 100%, but 90% of this has played out exactly as we have outlined. And I think I'm going to be right on this one too. We'll see. We'll see how that plays out, honestly. So what are we going to do about it, you and I? We're not going to change a damn thing. We're going to bet against the debt, become our own central bank. Did you hear what central banks are doing? They're hoarding gold. They're hoarding gold. Why are central banks hoarding gold at an astonishing pace? Because they know where we're going with this, people. Look, gold and especially silver, I will never, ever change my perspective on this. They are the seriously most undervalued assets that I can possibly imagine. Silver is the most undervalued asset on the planet, in my view. How does Greg Mannarino gauge this? Do I just pull it out of a hat? Do I just frolic around saying it because I have nothing else better to say? We're almost at 1,000 thumbs up. This is incredible. No, I say it because I look at the Dow gold ratio, gold silver ratio. This stock market is beyond la la land, okay? And this disconnect between reality that I've showed you for 10 years, stock market, economy, it's going to get worse before it gets better. I think the market's going to fall temporarily and then we're going to come up. I really, really do. And then we're going to get the big crash. The big crash in the stock market is not going to begin nor end in the stock market. Wow, we just broke 1,000. Understand? It's going to begin and end in the debt market. And there's an enormous amount of effort right now. Again, the Fed's balance sheet, the one you're allowed to see, yeah, sure, it shows that it's coming down. They won't tell you about the 32.6 billion that they just funneled to these smaller institutions, 19 of them. But what we're not allowed to see, what nobody is allowed to see, is the Fed's secondary balance sheet, off balance sheet. Okay. All the cash they're funneling to central banks around the world, the cash that they need to fund this war or that war, whatever else it may be. Okay. You're not allowed to see that. You're allowed to see this Fed's public balance sheet. And it's $9 trillion. And they want you to think that because it fell $250 billion, which is what? I might be off on this. Like 2%? Maybe less than 2% of $9 trillion? I don't know. I'm just doing the math in my head right now. That's such a big freaking deal. Really? Oh, no, it isn't at all. Wow, we did it. 1,161. Unbelievable. This is a record. You're all here to witness this. I love this, people. I love this all. Really do. So another thing I want to bring to your attention, and this is something that bothers me, and it's just something that you and I predicted and would never stop. So we found out that consumer debt surged higher last month. And the last month prior, well, that was revised higher as well. People are suffering. People have no choice, none, but to continue to borrow and borrow and borrow and swipe those credit cards. Why do you think, let's say a month or two or three ago, most of you know what I'm talking about. Are you ready for it? You were getting increases in your credit line. You weren't even asking for them, but you were getting increases in your credit line, increases in your credit line. Thank you, Joe. I talked about that a second ago, but I will I'll tell you again real quick. The short end of the yield curve here, this is because of fear. That's what you're seeing here, fear. Because of the current situation. That's my take on it. We'll see how it plays out. Anyway, so again, thank you, Mitch, again. The reason why months ago, and it maybe is going on right now, even me, increases in credit lines here, because they were setting you up, because they know you have no choice but to borrow more and borrow more and borrow and borrow and borrow and borrow into oblivion. That's all they want. Wow, we just broke 1,200. Thumbs up. That's it. It's a setup. They set you up, and because they know people are going to be irresponsible and they have no choice. People must swipe, must borrow, consumer debt, household debt, personal debt, credit card debt, record high. It doesn't stop. It's all part of the debt hyper bubble. You understand that? And it's going up by orders of magnitude. And it must inflate constantly. It can't stop, not even for a second. Thank you, Power Gear. That's how it works. You're all well aware of that. So the big secret here, again, people, is right now the Federal Reserve is trying to prevent runs on the smaller institutions. It started at the beginning, then all of a sudden it waned off. No coverage on the mainstream, just like this $32.6 billion. Again, only do you find it interesting, any of you out here? So far, and I want to hear from you, so far as I can see, only one media outlet, Investors Business Daily, covered the fact that 19 banks are getting $32.6 billion from the Fed. It's being hidden. It's not being talked about. It's the jobs report today. It's the jobs report that's spiked the stock market today. It's the jobs report. Thank you, PJB Burke. Thank you, Jackie. Wow. Incredible. 1,354. So, again, this is exactly what you and I would have expected. Thank you, Aggie Rowe. As I was saying, you and I, exactly as we would expect it. Look here. Don't look here. The media is completely controlled, okay? None of it is real. They're being told what to say, and they're being told what not to say. Me, I got no earpiece. I'm not reading a screen. I'm just telling you the way it is, okay? And all of you, people know the truth when they hear it, okay? My dear old friend Greg Hunter told me that a long time ago, all right? It's the truth. People know the truth when they hear it. When I'm here talking to all of you, does it sound about right to you? Because, I mean, we've been covering this stuff for a long time. Like I said, about 90% of the things that we talk about actually do end up happening here. Today was epic. And I was a little nervous. I'm not going to lie. Okay. Let me just shed a little light on this. This morning, I heard this rumor about this lifeline for the smaller institutions. Thank you, Elizabeth. But again, there was no coverage at all. Zero. All right. So, I don't want to tell any of you anything that's not true. And then all of a sudden, bam, it pops up on Investors Business Daily and only Investors Business Daily. And again, I did send that article to all of you who subscribe to my newsletter. If you don't subscribe to my newsletter, please, what are you waiting for? Link in the description of this video below. People, we just hit 1,419 thumbs up. This is epic. Helen, thank you. As I said to you yesterday, all of you, I want to give you a nice wet kiss on the mouth. I don't go that way. You know what I'm talking about? Okay. But everyone's getting a big wet kiss. All right, people, look, what else can I tell you? Fed pivot. All right, Jeff, I'm going to cover this again. I covered it just yesterday, but I'll talk about it real quick. We are not going to get a cut from the Fed for a while. Okay, I'm not saying they're not going to, but eventually they're going to, but they're not done. They're not done. Wow, 1,507 thumbs up. They're not done keeping the pressure on the middle class here. They're not done exterminating people. This is an extermination on an epic scale, a global scale, as a matter of fact. Extreme haves, extreme have-nots. Why do you think, going back to why these institutions were out here offering all of you, or many of you at least, increases in your credit line without you even asking for it? They want you to bury yourself beyond, in as much debt as you can possibly take on and then beyond that. Thank you, Daniel. Thank you, Mitch. You understand? Oh my goodness, this is crazy. 1,567 thumbs up. I love all of you people. You're absolutely incredible. But again, this is they're setting it up. It's part of the dismantling of the system. It's part of this new feudal system that they're creating as well on an unprecedented scale. I think we all have a very clear understanding of what is going on here. You got it? It's a setup. Everything is set up beforehand, and then you get the outcome. And it's being set up perfectly by the major institutions, central banks, the Federal Reserve. But again, here, I don't care what they do. All right, right now with this $32.6 billion for 19 of these smaller institutions, it's laughable. It's not even close to being enough. But it was enough to get shorts to cover those positions. Regional banks took off. Stock market went higher, Apple, regional banks. And what that really was, again, you have to read between the lines. What it really was today, thank you, Nicola, was the Fed sending a message to the market that they're going to prop up the banking system. And people aren't allowed to know it. Again, because if people understood, yet again, what's happening, maybe they would take up angry. They'd be angry. They would take to the streets. Thank you, Ramsey. I appreciate that. You got me, people. All of you know this already. You're laughing. You're laughing. You're watching this stuff and you're freaking laughing. I guarantee it. All right, people. Tide Pod. Yeah. Mika's here. Magic Mika. All my friends are here. You're awesome. All right, people. I'm going to call this. It's a long video here. You will see me Sunday for my markets. A look ahead. We're going to sum this all up. Look at this. We set a record today. Another record. 1,663 thumbs up. This is incredible. You're all incredible. People, it's Friday. All right. So before I go, we're going to do what we always do. And no one's looking at it, even if they are. Get them involved as well. Thanks again, Mitch. Ready? Love each other. Care about each other. Be charitable. People, this guy loves all of you from the heart. I mean that. And I can see the love. I can feel the love from all of you. We got each other's backs. We're a team. All right. This is a worldwide family as far as I'm concerned. And I love 1,728 thumbs up. Unbelievable. I will see all of you Sunday for my look ahead. And I want to hear from you. Again, we covered a lot in this video. We talked about a lot of things. What do you think about this? Okay. Again, the $32 billion going in to prop up the regional banking system here, the distractions, the lies, the look here's, the don't look there's, how the market played out today. Does it make sense to you? Short covering. It's incredible thing. I don't think it's going to last. We're almost at 1,800 thumbs up. Wow. Freaking incredible. All right, everyone, I'm going to let you go. Again, I love all of you. We got each other. And I'll see you Sunday. Look at this. I'm out of here.